So even though maybe it's our first meditation or what have you, we're relatively new, and we're still not really sure about attaining inner peace as such, still our mind becomes peaceful just by trying to meditate. That's its function. Once you gather in and you start working with your mind, slowing your mind down to start with, some peace comes. So what was that peace that we were seeking or that we experienced during this meditation? Simple breathing meditation. What was the peace? Where did that peace come from? Have you ever thought about that? What is peace? You probably think, well, you have to go to Glasgow to get that. I'm talking about inner peace, not external peace. Where did that peace in the meditation come from? Remember Geshe said in his way, he said, if we practice sincerely in this way, gradually our distracting thoughts will subside and the mind will become peaceful. The peace comes because all the mental busyness slows down. We know our mind is busy, don't we? Because as soon as we sit and try to meditate, or as soon as we get into bed and try to go to sleep, there's all this mental traffic, so much mental noise. But when that begins to slow down, and if it maybe can just stop temporarily for a few moments, so peaceful. There's a space, there's an inner space that we can really use if we can create this quietude. Suppose you have noisy neighbors. They love to play music late into the night. And yeah, you get irritated by it. And then it stops. The music stops. What do you experience? Ah, peace and quiet. Peace at last. So what is that peace? What is the peace? It comes from the cessation of the music, doesn't it? Peace comes from cessation. Peace in the world comes from cessation of conflict. Peace in our mind comes from cessation of noisy minds. When the noisy minds stop, the mind goes peaceful. It's quite helpful to look at meditation in this way as a method to attain cessation. This one, very simple. Breathing meditation, we learn to attain cessation of, you know, we call distracting thoughts, okay? So even from that alone, there comes some slight peace. This initial experience of inner peace that we attain through meditation. It's so precious. Venerable Geshe says it's like a little jewel that will grow into a big jewel inside our mind. So we cherish it. We learn, how can I grow this inner jewel of peace in my mind? Well, that's where we need meditation. There is no other method. To grow the inner jewel of peace. Eventually, there are many levels of inner peace, as I'll illustrate in a moment. As we progress through those levels, and our mind becomes more and more peaceful, experiencing, we might say, more and more profound level of peace, then we experience more and more happiness, a different quality of happiness, a deep inner contentment. It's manufactured in your mind. It doesn't matter what's going on out there. It's coming because of you're achieving progressively more and more profound levels of the cessation of noisy minds. So there comes more and more mental quietude. Buddha taught a whole sequence of meditations that go from this initial meditation through gradually accomplishing cessations of different states of mind that obstruct our inner peace, give us deeper and deeper peace. All the way up to enlightenment. We think, oh, enlightenment, well, that's a bit hardcore for a Tuesday night. I'm going to get that. You can do. Read this book, you can find out how to attain enlightenment. Enlightenment, it just comes when you've grown that jewel to a full-sized jewel. Your whole mind is at a constant state of peace. And everything that obstructs your ability to be at peace, and also your ability to be at peace with others, is removed from your mind. We all have that potential. And Venerable Geshe says, you know, that's the real meaning of our human life, is to grow that potential, to find deeper and deeper levels of inner peace. It's a lifetime's activity, no big rush. We just learn to meditate, and gradually our meditation experience becomes deeper and deeper. Our experience of inner peace becomes deeper and deeper, and therefore our experience of happiness, of contentment, becomes more and more qualified, more and more stable. Let me just read something, just to put this into context. Venerable Geshe, a little bit later on, he says, we should ask ourselves what we consider to be most important. What do we wish for, strive for, or daydream about? Okay, this is going to put our life into perspective. What are we doing with our life at the moment? What could we be doing with our life? This is the big question tonight. Okay, we want to live life to the full. I agree. But what does it mean to live life to the full? What does it mean to get the best out of your life? So think what Geshe says. He says, we should ask ourselves what we consider to be most important. What do we wish for, strive for, or daydream about? For some people, it's material possessions, such as a large house with all the latest luxuries, a fast car, or a well-paid job. For others, it's a reputation, good looks, power, excitement, or adventure. Many try to find the meaning of their life in relationships with their family and circle of friends. So if we check, this is mostly what we're preoccupied with. This is where our mind is at most of the time. Most of those thoughts that you check in your mind, these mental distractions, they're about these things. That's where we're going. And that's where we're looking for our happiness. Okay? So Geshe says, all these things can make us superficially happy for a short time. But they will also cause us much worry and suffering. They will never give us the real happiness that all of us in our hearts long for. So this is important, quite important to understand. I want to be happy all the time. Is there anybody in here who doesn't want to be happy all the time? Happy, I don't mean like giggling. I mean happy. Yeah, a deep contentment so that you enjoy everything that happens in your life. You find a way to enjoy. Of course we want that. But by acquiring physical possessions, for example, engaging in relationships and so on, all these things that we normally dream about, that we're taught, I was trained to seek these things, to look for my happiness in these kinds of successes. But the truth is, we know that however successful we may become, from the point of view of our position in society, the kind of relationships we have, what kind of house we have, what kind of job we have, what kind of status, what our reputation is, blah, 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 we never find that true lasting happiness. There's always disappointment. There's always frustration. There's always dissatisfaction, discontent there It's very soothing. The mind is still itching, and we're still scratching.